This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because it's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. That's right. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and call that magic number, 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. Now, all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if any, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Also, go to my website, it's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can find out my book tour schedule. That's right, in the end of February, I'll be on a national book tour. I'll be traveling through a whole bunch of cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Washington, Kansas, New York City, Boston, and perhaps I'll be signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, talking about the new space age. We're talking about the possibility that, well, starting next year, that's right, next year, 2019, we're going to go back to the moon. An unmanned probe will be sent around the moon. 3 years after that, astronauts. Astronauts will visit the moon after a 50-year gap. Beyond that, it's Mars. Beyond that, perhaps creating a new home in outer space. And so, once again, find out what all the excitement is about. People are saying we could be entering a new golden age. A new golden age of space exploration as we find perhaps a new home in outer space. Once again, the lines are open, and just remember that no question is, quote, too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. For example, years ago, there was a 23-year-old gentleman who was walking on his estate, and he saw an apple fall. And then he asked a key question, a stupid question. He said, if an apple falls, then does the moon also fall? So if an apple is in free fall, is the moon also in free fall? Well, the answer he figured out was yes. The motion of the moon can be predicted because it falls just like an apple on its property. That 23-year-old gentleman was Isaac Newton. And he set into motion one of the greatest revolutions of all time. Not only did he work out the dynamics of gravity, he also created, well, modern physics as we know it. Every skyscraper, every rocket, every piece of gigantic modern architecture that you see is a direct byproduct of Newton's laws of motion. Okay, well, once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You get right to us by calling 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move right along now to the first listener phone call.
The thought-provoking question I would like to ask would be, what if you could theoretically travel the speed of light towards an object? I know that it would be blue-shifted, but how would it be perceived by the person or object traveling towards it?
Well, you're absolutely right. If an object moves toward you, light is blue-shifted. So let me explain. Let's say you're a cop, and you're looking at motorists that are speeding by, and you have a laser beam that can track the velocity of these cars. Now, how do you do it? How does your car, your cop car, determine the velocity of a car speeding by? Well, it shoots a laser beam, and the laser beam goes back to the police car, And when red light goes toward you, it is compressed. Light is a wave. And when this wave, like an accordion, moves toward you, it's compressed a little bit. And instead of being slightly reddish, it turns slightly yellowish. And eventually, if it goes fast enough, bluish. That's called the blue shift. So when a yellow star moves toward you, it becomes bluish. Not by much, but enough that you can measure it. When a yellow star moves away from you, it turns reddish. Now, when we do this in outer space, we look at the Doppler shift, not of speeding cars by a cop car, but looking at galaxies and stars, where we find a red shift, meaning that the universe is expanding. Now, our questioner asks a different question. What happens if you are in the car being analyzed by the police? A laser beam shines onto your car and bounces back to the police car, calculating your velocity. The greater the blue shift, the faster you're moving until, bingo, you get a speeding ticket. So the question is, if you're now in the car, watching the laser beam hit your car, what do you see? Well, the laser beam also is blue shifted. So the laser beam coming at you is compressed, and therefore the laser beam is also blue shifted as it reaches your car. So you have two blue shifts. The cop car detects a blue shift and uses that to calculate your velocity and give you a speeding ticket. If you are in the car, you will also see a blue shift as the laser light hits your car. So, something as common as a Doppler shift is used in radar, where we calculate the velocity of rockets and airplanes, and also the velocity of the expanding universe. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Michio. This is RK. I had a question for you on an AMA Reddit you did a short time ago, and you skipped my question. The question is, how is it possible to conserve such extreme amounts and degrees of angular momentum in singularities that are in the amount of billions of solar masses only in the context of space-time? I just don't see how it's possible.
Well, first of all, you're absolutely right. We see black holes that weigh millions, billions of times the mass of our sun, lurking at the center of galaxies. Now, if you want to see a gigantic supermassive black hole tonight, go outside, look in the direction of Sagittarius, and you can do that on your cell phone. Download an app on your cell phone that allows you to see the night sky with all the constellation laid out for you. You can do that. Think about it. A planetarium right in your cell phone as you go outside. Download the app, and you can see all the stars with all their names laid out for you as you gaze into the stars. Now, go in the direction of Sagittarius. In Sagittarius, an area called Sagittarius A, there is a raging black hole. It weighs roughly 2 million times the mass of our sun. Incredible. 2 million times the mass of our sun. Now, normally, Sagittarius should be lit up like a Christmas tree. It is the galactic center. We should see a fireball. That's right. Every night, by rights, you should see a fireball corresponding to the center of the Milky Way. But what do you see? Almost nothing, because of dust clouds. The Milky Way galaxy is dusty, and that's why, unfortunately, this gigantic flaming ball of fire looks black. And in the center of it is a black hole. Now, it's spinning, as you correctly pointed out. In fact, it's spinning. We see many of these black holes spinning at about 1,000,000 miles an hour. You can actually clock these things as they go spinning, because these black holes are the remnants of a condensed ball of gas. Now, you know that in an ice rink, when a figure skater brings in his or her arms, they speed up. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about supermassive black holes and the question of angular momentum and spin. And you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Our lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Just give us a call at 612-564-8135 because it is open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. Here's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you. Here's that chance to share your knowledge and your wisdom with a greater radio audience. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask a homework question about science that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to get to the phones and call 612-564-8135 and put your kids on the telephone and have them get on national radio. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, this is Patty Harada. This is my question. I get it that we are all stardust. I am plagued by a confusion that is deeply significant in my understanding of that fact. So let's take mammals as an example. We're saying that which is, so are we saying that that which is created in the womb, for example, is also stardust? Are we saying that stardust creates more stardust? That's my question, and it's probably not as thought-provoking as what you're looking for, but I sure would like an answer. Thank you. I admire you so much. I'm glad you are there. Bye.
Well, thank you. And first of all, you're absolutely right. We are made out of stardust. When you look at your hands and you look into your feet and your body and you ask the question, where did it all come from? I mean, before you were born, before your parents were born, where did all the atoms of your body come from? And they came from the sun. In fact, even before the sun, there was a supernova, an exploding star, which created many of the higher elements. So a star is an oven. It takes hydrogen, fuses hydrogen, to create helium. Helium is a byproduct of the burning process of hydrogen. Then you heat up helium, and what do you get? Lithium, beryllium, the higher elements. So slowly you cook from hydrogen to helium to lithium over billions of years. The star eventually explodes, seeding the galaxy. And then out of the seeding comes the next generation of stars. So our sun is perhaps a second or third generation star. And when stars explode, they create other stars which condense. And out of the condensation of these stars comes the solar plane, the ecliptic plane. And out of the ecliptic plane come planets. And out of the planets, you get mountains. And out of the mountains and oceans, especially the oceans, eventually you get DNA. Now, some people think that when we say that we are made out of stardust, then by magic, stardust suddenly turns into us. Or stardust, just like in the old Peter Pan movies, stardust is a magic thing you can whip into any substance you want. No, that's not how it works. When we say that we're made out of stardust, all it means is that originally, where did the hydrogen come from? It came from the interior of stars, which burn the hydrogen to create helium. Helium burns to create lithium. It burns to create beryllium, and on the way up the periodic chart. So that kind of stardust, we're talking about gas. Gaseous material in the early solar system, out of which planets condensed. And when planets condense, we got mountains and oceans. And in the oceans, DNA got off the ground. So it's not so simple as saying that, bingo, stardust turns into people. No. Stardust turns into planets. Planets have mountains and oceans. And we came out of the oceans roughly 3.5 billion years ago. Out of the oceans, the first DNA got formed. And the DNA could replicate. And that's why DNA eventually began to populate the oceans. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. I'm a medical student at Frank H. Netter School of Medicine in North Haven, Connecticut. And my question for you is related to evolution and how it relates to technology. Biological organisms depend on the genetic code of RNA and DNA, but they also depend on ribosomes, which use the information of RNA and physical processes to produce proteins essential for life. And at its core, it's essentially a process of converting recorded information into a physical object. Now, when you think about it, this isn't different from the development of a tool and the creation of modern technology. We're using pre-existing information and physical processes to make machines. So my question, Dr. Kaku, is this. Could we potentially become the equivalent of ribosomes for future intelligent artificial beings? So thank you very much for your time and your contributions to the scientific community. Have a great day.
Well, that's quite a question. First of all, as you know, we are made out of cells. Inside the cell, there's a code that instructs molecules to create copies of themselves. So that's why DNA is so different. What's all the fuss? What's all the fuss about DNA? Well, first, it has a code. The code is a blueprint to create life. But second, and that's more important, second, it reproduces itself. It makes a carbon copy of itself. And that's how we reproduce, and that's why we have humans. And in each reproduction cycle, slight errors and changes are introduced, and that gives us evolution. Now, if DNA is a long strand of chemicals, you have to rearrange it and cut it. cut it and splice it like you do with toys in order to create more complicated sequences of DNA. So you need a cutting tool by which you can snip DNA and then rearrange it, patch it together. So, for example, you have 50% of your DNA from your mother, 50% of your DNA from your father, and it's also spliced together by cutting tools, and these cutting tools are the ribosomes. So the ribosomes have within them the ability to cut DNA, splice them together to create more complicated sequences of DNA, and that allows DNA to reproduce. And that's why we can have children. That's why we have evolution, because there are mistakes introduced in every generation of replication. Now, you ask an even deeper question. What happens if we do this with robots? Can we have artificially intelligent robots? A key thing about DNA is that it reproduces itself. Now, then the question is, can robots reproduce themselves? Is that a possibility? Well, it turns out that mathematicians have actually asked this question. There was a famous mathematician, John von Neumann, one of the great mathematicians of the 20th century. He discovered game theory. He helped to build the hydrogen bomb. He explored many new branches of mathematics. And he asked himself the question, can you build a robot which, like DNA, will reproduce itself? In other words, does it have ribosomes by which you can splice together a code to create artificially intelligent robots that can reproduce themselves? Well, he started with a simple algorithm. Let's say I have a bunch of Tinker Toys that you buy in any shop or any kind of toys that you can splice together. So the splicing together is done by the ribosomes. And you have all these different kinds of Tinker Toys, let's say 4 or 5 different types. And then you try to write a mathematical rule. Let's splice 2 Tinker Toys together to get a 3rd Tinker Toy. Well, this is a mathematics problem. How complicated can you get? Well, he found out that very rapidly you can create incredibly complicated objects. But the mathematics was so horrendous, he gave up. And so even today, people are still struggling with the question of writing down the mathematics of self-reproduction. Now, we know it's possible, because of course ribosomes do it. Ribosomes cut DNA, splice them together to rearrange them to create you and me. But can robots do that? Well, that we're not sure. However, it is practical because NASA wants to put self-replicating robots on the moon. Now, think about it for a moment. It takes an enormous amount of money to put a pound of anything on the moon, about $100,000. $100,000 to put a pound of anything on the moon. But if that 1 pound of junk on the moon is self-replicating, a robot that can reproduce itself, you could save billions of dollars. Just think about that. One little piece of robot that can reproduce itself. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the March of Science, then give us a call. Why should we scientists have all the fun working out the laws and mysteries of nature? Why don't you jump in? Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. So, for example, many people say that, well, my question is kind of dumb, but if you have a dumb question, chances are a lot of other people have had that exact same question. And maybe they're not so dumb, because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. As I mentioned before, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a stupid question. The 16-year-old boy said, can you outrace a light beam? Very simple question. Can you run so fast he can go and outrace a light beam? It took him 10 years to figure it out. He finally learned the laws of light at the university, got his PhD, and when he was 26 years old, he found the answer. And the answer is no. You cannot outrace a light beam, because the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. His name was Albert Einstein. So from such a stupid question came relativity, which makes possible the energy of the stars, the energy of the sun, the energy of an atomic bomb, the wonders that you see in your living room with lasers and transistors and computers. A lot of it comes from the work of a man who asked himself a question when he was 16 years old. Can you outrace a light beam? Okay, so if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's go on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my question is, who should be responsible for the course of society in the future? For instance, a human or an AI? Who can protect us best?
Well, I didn't quite get your question, but I think what you're asking is the relationship between humans and AI in the future, and what will be the relationship far in the future. Well, we had this debate between two billionaires, Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook says that AI is going to be useful, helpful, job creating. We're talking about a new economy based on AI. And then we have Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla Motors who says, not so fast, not so fast. There is a downside, because what happens when the robots get so smart that they decide to take over? This is an existential threat to all of humanity. I was on CNN on the Richard Quest show, and Mr. Quest asked me that question. Who's right, Zuckerberg or Musk? And my attitude was, well, neither. In the short term, Zuckerberg is right. For the next coming decades, new billionaires are going to be minted. New industries, new creative value will be generated by artificial intelligence. A new renaissance. But in the long term, let's not be stupid. In the long term, let's not be naive about this. Yes, robots could become more intelligent to the point that they become a threat to us. However, right now, robots are as intelligent as a cockroach. They can barely walk across the room. They can barely recognize objects. But sooner or later, they'll be as smart as a mouse. Then a rat. Then a rabbit. Then a dog and a cat and a monkey. At that point, yes, they could be a threat to us. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned, because in the next segment, we're going to continue Q&A with the audience. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. 612-564-8135 is the number to call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, in the end of February, I'll be on a book tour. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Maybe I'll be signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. What will humanity look like 100, 500, 1,000 years into the future? We're going to be going into outer space. Next year, we're going back to the moon. In a few years, Americans will be walking on the surface of the moon after a 50-year gap. Beyond that, we're going to be walking on Mars. Beyond that, perhaps colonizing the solar system. So what about the future of the human race as we move into the stars? Find out by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Go to my website, mkaku.org, for more information. mkaku.org. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
My question would be, do black holes play any effect on dark matter? Or does dark matter have any effect on black holes?
Well, you ask a rather embarrassing question because the short answer is we don't know. However, let's define these terms first, and then you can make up your own mind how much we know or don't know about these things. First of all, a black hole is a dead star, a star that has imploded, giving you a mass that is extremely heavy, so heavy that light itself cannot escape. That's why it's a black hole and not a white hole. However, dark matter is a very recent discovery. It turns out that surrounding the galaxy, surrounding the Milky Way galaxy, there's a halo. A halo consists of a new form of matter which holds the galaxy together. I mean, think about that. Every time you see a gorgeous, gorgeous photograph of a galaxy spiraling away, realizing that surrounding it, there's a halo 10 times bigger than the galaxy itself, consisting of a new form of matter out of which we are clueless. We don't know what that matter is made of. In fact, if you ever figure out what dark matter is made of, tell me, and we can split the Nobel Prize. So then, what is the relationship between dark matter and black holes? We don't know. Our galaxy has a black hole at the very center, which weighs about 2 million times the mass of our sun. Surrounding the galaxy, 100,000 light years away, is this gigantic halo of dark matter. Now, will they interact with each other? In the main, no. Because dark matter surrounds the galaxy, while the black hole is at the center of the spiral galaxy. But can dark matter fall into a black hole? And the answer is yes. Anything that has gravity can fall into a black hole. So you're asking a cutting-edge question, a question that at the present time we have no simple answer for. So most astronomers, I think, would say that dark matter surrounds the galaxy,
which in turn surrounds the black hole, so they are disjoint. They are not connected to each other. But can dark matter fall into a black hole? And the answer is yes. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello. I have a question. I'd like to know, what are your thoughts on whether or not black holes could be generating new universes? And I'd like to know, what effect do black holes have on the expanse of the universe? My name is Lorenzo Rodriguez. Thank you for your time.
Well, you ask a very interesting question, because yes, there are some physicists who believe that galaxies give rise to baby universes. And that perhaps that's the reason why we live in the universe that we do, because there are a lot of baby universes out there. Now you may say to yourself, well, that sounds like it's nuts. But it turns out that you can't rule it out. So let me begin. You see, a black hole is a region where space itself begins to rip. So if you fall into a black hole, what happens? Well, the short answer is we don't know. No one's ever done it. We have no measurements. However, the math, the pure mathematics of black holes says that you fall through it and you fall out of it on the other side of the universe in a white hole. So black hole is on one side, matter falls in, matter falls out the other side in a white hole. So black holes are in some sense gateways to other universes. So if you fall into a black hole, you don't necessarily get crushed to death. You simply come out the other end in a white hole. So in other words, black holes could connect you to baby universes. There could be lots of baby universes connected to our universe. Now, there are some physicists who believe that you could have evolution, a la Darwin, on the scale of universes. The universes which dominate are the ones which have lots of babies. Lots of black holes to create lots of baby universes. Those are the universes which dominate because they have the most babies. Therefore, our universe should be one of them. So perhaps the reason why our universe is the way it is because our universe won the cosmic jackpot.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call. The hotline number again is 612-564-8135. And again, go to my website, mkaku.org. Find out what I'm up to, mkaku.org. And you can find out the details of my book tour. My latest book coming out end of February is The Future of Humanity. That is the space program. We're going back to the moon. We're going to go to Mars and beyond Mars. And what are we going to find? A new home in outer space? This sounds like science fiction, but no. Serious scientists have looked into this question of a new home in outer space. Find out in my book, The Future of Humanity. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello. I was just thinking that if it's possible that the Planck length is the smallest distance that we can theoretically measure, and the speed of light is the constant, the most swift-moving thing in the universe, then the amount of time that it takes light to travel the Planck distance, is that not the tiniest measurable amount of time that we could ever conceive of? Would that not be the basis of the shortest instant? If nothing can change over the distance of the Planck length in a specific amount of time, then, well, what could happen? The universe couldn't change in anything shorter than that. So, what do you think about that?
Well, you ask a question that is one of the deepest of all questions, and that is, what is the fundamental length, the fundamental particle, the fundamental object out of which the universe is created? Now, the Greeks were the first to ask this question. In fact, Zeno was a philosopher who made a paradox out of it. Zeno asked the question, if you walk across the river, you have to go through the midpoint of the river. But to reach the midpoint of the river, you have to also go through a point midway to the midway. That is one quarter of the distance. In order to go one quarter of the distance, you have to go one eighth of the distance. Dot, dot, dot. Since there are an infinite number of points in a line, it takes an infinite amount of time to go through an infinite amount of points. Therefore, you cannot move. This was incredible. Here was a paradox that simply said motion is impossible, because motion means you have to go through an infinite number of points. Since it takes an infinite amount of time to go through an infinite number of points, motion is not possible. Well, obviously, there's something wrong with that paradox, because motion is possible. Who finally solved it? Well, Newton came very close, because Newton divided intervals up to very small pieces, but he said that it takes an infinitesimal amount of time to go over an infinitesimal distance, and it adds up to a finite number. That is called calculus. When you take Math 1 in college, you are reproducing Zeno's paradox all over again. Well, now, physics ask another question. What is the smallest particle? You can smash a proton apart. A proton is roughly 10 to the minus 13 or so centimeters across. But what's inside a proton? Well, inside the proton there are quarks. But what's inside a quark? And so some people think in something called the onion theory. The onion theory says that there are infinite layers of onions. Every time you peel away one layer of an onion, you get another layer. One layer, you have galaxies. You peel them away, you get stars and solar systems. You peel them away, you get planets. Peel them away, you get mountains and oceans. Peel them away, and you start to get organisms like you and me. You peel that away, you start to get molecules. You peel that away, you get atoms. You peel that away, you get protons. You peel that away, you get quarks. And the next question is, what lies beyond the quarks? Does it stop? Well, we think it does stop at something called the Planck length, which you correctly pointed out. It was Max Planck himself, the creator of the quantum theory, who asked himself a simple question. What is the smallest distance? Using pure mathematics, he came out with the Planck length. Now, you ask a question. If a light beam were to go across the Planck length, how long would it take? And the answer to that is Planck time. We think that the smallest particle known is actually a string. And the string is the Planck length in terms of size. So we think it stops. We're not sure. But we think ultimately there is the smallest distance. And that distance is the Planck length. The Planck time is the amount of time it takes to go across that distance. How big is it? 10 to the minus 33 centimeters. An incredibly small distance. But it is the distance, we think, of the Big Bang. We think the Big Bang was created because of a singularity the size of 10 to the minus 33 centimeters. Can we prove it? No. At the present time, we physicists are still debating this question. What is the smallest length? The leading theory, the theory that I believe in, is string theory. String theory says the smallest distance is the size of a string, 10 to the minus 33 centimeters. Now, to prove that requires energy. How much energy does it take to probe the Planck length? 10 to the 19 billion electron volts. That is a number beyond human imagination. It is, in fact, the energy of the Big Bang. So if you understand Zeno's paradox, then you understand the smallest distance. And from the smallest distance, you can get the energy associated with that smallest distance. And what is that energy? The energy of creation. The energy of the Big Bang itself. Well, I'm afraid that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out where I'll be traveling on my book tour. I'll be talking about my latest book, The Future of Humanity. So find out by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.